Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time, $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
As part of Ask Amy Anything, we had a listener who wanted to know the name of the voice god. You guys crack me up. Of all the things in the world that you could ask, you want to know the name of the voice god. Someone else asked me if Bob and I are making wedding plans, or talking marriage, I guess, was the actual way that he put it. You guys are nosy, too. Nosy and random. But I did try to go back and answer as many of your Ask Amy questions as I could. If your question did not get answered on Facebook or Twitter, well, it's because I answered it on the air, because producer Jay asked it as part of the Hump Show. So if you haven't gone back and looked, if you do see the answer to your question, well, that means it did not make it on air, more than likely. If you don't see an answer, then I suggest you go back and you grab the podcast. So, did you survive your hump day? I survived, but barely, because I had to go to the dentist. You know how the dentist is. It was just a cleaning, but I never look forward to them anyway. I actually think that the dentist has convinced me to go ahead and get an electric toothbrush. I have no idea why I'm sharing that information with you, just because it happened to be something that was on my mind today. So if you all have suggestions, I just know I've seen some pink ones. Who doesn't want, well, okay, there's probably a lot of you who don't want a pink one. Girls out there, I feel as though it would be more fun to brush my teeth twice a day for 2 minutes each. That's the recommended brushing time. If I had a pink electric toothbrush to do it for me. Didn't we just talk about packaging last week? Producer Jay's big on packaging. If there were a Mets colored electric toothbrush, he would be all about it.
It would make it more fun. I agree.
So I did go on Amazon and price electric toothbrushes, but then I saw pink ones and I thought, well, who cares what the price is? No, I didn't.
Some things are just worth it.
No, I could paint it pink if I wanted to. No, there just happened to be pink ones, which, as I say, would make it more fun to brush my teeth. So that was my big revelation on Wednesday. Also did 4 different errands, so I had 4 stops, including the post office. Someone's birthday gift is on the way. Not Jay's, because he puts his in a closet and never uses it again. Don't give producer Jay a birthday gift. That's my advice to you.
I'm a good gift receiver.
No.
No?
No.
Why? I'm using it.
It's in your closet.
It's getting good use. I told you, I'd
love to
look at it.
How is it getting good use?
It's decoration. It looks phenomenal.
In your closet?
Yeah.
How many people put decorations in their closets?
The smart ones. I don't know. It's good to go open it up. Brightens the room.
Now, see, he really does think I'm that dumb. That's the thing about producer Jay. He really does think I'm that dumb. So no more gifts for producer Jay, unless it happens to be a pink electric toothbrush. In that case, well, I would know that it would get great usage.
That is a great gift.
I went to the dentist. Now it's your turn to go to the dentist.
I should, honestly. You know, I'm surprised they weren't pushing the water pick. That seems to be the new style people are into to brush your teeth.
What does it do?
It's like just projects water, and you plug it in and it's like electric and it shoots water and it just kind of like gets all in there. I don't know. My parents started using it. It's really loud.
Well, if your parents started using it, then I'm not using it. That's the next generation. I'm not using it. Anyway, I'm good with my electric toothbrush because it's pink. So I think I'll order it. And then other errands and yard work. Oh my goodness. It was one of those evenings where I never even turned on the computer until, I don't know, 8 o'clock, and I still hadn't eaten dinner. So crammed it as much as I could because we're about to have a little mini heat wave. I know many of you live in places where it's already hot, but it's supposed to be up near 90, even higher than 90 on Friday. We desperately need rain. So that's what I'm spending the next couple of days doing, is the rain dance in the backyard. There's a seven foot high fence. You can't see me. The neighbor on my right side, her home is elevated, meaning they built it up instead of using the foundation that was already there. So they started over and built a different house on the property where the original home had been raised. Instead of using the foundation, they actually built it up into a mound and then put a basement on, if that makes sense. So they built up a mound and then put the basement in the middle of the mound because the previous house did not have one. So I don't have a basement. Mine's on a slab. Anyway, because her house is built up on a mound and sitting on top of a basement that actually isn't completely buried, right? She can see into my windows from an angle, and she can see into my backyard when she's standing on her back porch. Oh, well. I mean, it's not like I'm doing crazy stuff out there in the backyard, but if I was doing a rain dance, I suppose that would catch her attention. We need some rain. My neighborhood, the grass is already starting to turn brown, so I need some rain badly. Also, got to plant some grass seed. Thank you for caring. It's the first morning of June for those of you who are on the East Coast, or for those of you who are in the Central Time Zone. You stragglers, you're celebrating your last few hours of May in the other time zones in the United States. And if you haven't seen, I actually took some photos of flowers today because, well, that's what I do this time of the year. If you haven't seen the flowers that are right now in my front yard, my front flower beds, oh my goodness, they're so pretty. The last of the peonies, and then I have a lavender plant that's gorgeous. And then there's another little flower that I have no idea what it is. Honestly, I swear I do not. But the flowers are tiny and intricate. And this particular plant, it's a bush, actually. And for the first 2 years, it did nothing. There were no flowers. There was really no new growth. It appeared to be dying. So last fall, I took the loppers and just clipped it right at the stem. Almost at the very base. I just clipped it. And didn't know whether or not it was going to die and I could just pull it out of the ground, or if it was going to come back. Well, this spring, not only has it come back and has started to grow at the base, but there are these gorgeous pink flowers. They're delicate and they're tiny, and I have no idea what they are. So if anybody wants to help me identify the flowers that are growing in my front flower bed, along with the peonies and the lavender, well, please, I could use the help. And I know there are apps for that, but I don't have the app. So on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and Producer Jay, will you put the flowers up? And happy end of May, beginning of June, peeps. That's really exciting. I actually love the month of June because the weather is awesome in the Northeast generally, because the flowers are still real pretty and because it's not super hot yet, but also because we get to the point in the sports season where we can breathe. I know it's not all about me, but we get to the sports season where not only do we have champions in hoops and hockey that we will crown very soon, College World Series, Women's College World Series. So we'll get champions in all four of those sports. And then we have the U.S. Open in golf on the horizon. We've got the French Open going on now in tennis. It's an opportunity to kind of get off the beaten path a little bit. Yes, football's still practicing. Actually, wait till you hear the latest on one Brock Purdy. John Lynch is raving about his soon-to-be second-year QB. So we will do some QB news. There's plenty of baseball to keep us company. Not quite the boys of summer. We have a few weeks to go until then. But it is the second quarter of the season, and we're seeing more and more of the themes and the trends that take shape. So there's a lot of breathing time in June, and yet there's still so much to talk about. The NBA draft comes up later this month. The NHL draft as well. It's a month that doesn't require us to be, and by us, I really mean us as in producer Jay and I, but you too, if you're all in sports fans, it doesn't require us to be a slave to the events, the games and the events themselves. We can get a little bit more topical, which is nice. We can do more show questions like we did last night, asking you your top sports months of the calendar. I want to get back to that because I kind of threw mine out there at the very end. I was still going back and forth and just not sure which I wanted to include as my third favorite sports month of the year. I started with October. I love October. It's hectic and chaotic and all-consuming, but it's also extremely rewarding. NFL, which theoretically by that time they're playing better football. NFL, college football. In addition to that, we get the baseball postseason. Plus, you've got the start of hoops and hockey. There's a lot going on in October usually. And there's so much on the line too, which I love. I was going to include November, but a friend said to me, are you sure that's not just because you love Thanksgiving? It might be. But I went with May as my second favorite sports month. The one that we just completed, I love. Great hoops and hockey, and you kind of weed it out to the point where not only do you get the conference semis, but then into the conference finals, which have so little margin for error most of the time, not this year if you're playing the Nuggets or if the Lakers are playing the Nuggets. But then we also get baseball in warmer weather, the start of the WNBA. Of course, in May, we get golf and NASCAR and tennis. So yeah, I do love May. And I'm going back and forth on my third month. January was the one that I picked as we were getting off the show a few hours ago. I might stick with January. I might flip-flop. Am I allowed to flip-flop if it's my question?
Say so.
You went October, you cheater. No, that's true. Actually, not true. You went first, so you went before me. But Jay does like to tell me he is clairvoyant and he can read my mind. True. You tell me that all the time.
Accurate.
It's not accurate, but you do try to tell me that. Anyway, he said October, May, and
February.
Okay, so he went October, May, February. I might go October, May, January, or I might go October, May. What else would I do? April's a real good month, but the thing is, April's so crazy that I almost feel like we can't enjoy it. In this business, it's so insane. It's total insanity that I almost feel like you're treading water the whole time and you really can't enjoy it. That's part of the issue.
September, I haven't heard much. I mean, that's a good
month.
Oh,
there's plenty of September on our social media.
Start of football. You got the baseball playoff races starting to take shape. Wild card races are always fun. That's a good month.
September could be a good month. Do you like fall?
I do. I like fall weather.
I love fall as well. Yeah, I'm still waffling, but I do love a bunch of your answers. We've retweeted them from our show account, After Hours CBS. Also, we continue to see your responses to the whale video.
How many views are
that? That might be the biggest topic that we've had on the show. Well, on social media. We've talked about it here on the show, though. But I can't describe to you the whale video in enough detail that you would really understand it. You actually have to go and watch it on social. But yeah, Jay, I think we've gotten more responses to the whale video than anything I've said about Game 7, about the best sports months on the calendar. What is that? Seriously, what does that mean about the show?
Story of the week has become the whale video.
Right, but what does that mean about the show is what I'm saying. Does that mean that nothing else that I say is compelling, but if I start talking about animal videos, all of a sudden it's one hell of a show?
It's good interaction.
Jay doesn't have an answer. He might actually believe that it's better for us to talk about animals than it is to talk about sports. Jay and I were once talking about what would we do if we left here, and his response was, we're just going to do dog radio.
That's it.
That's it, just dog radio.
Going back to the classic dog show from one of my first weeks or first month on this show.
Was it really that far back?
Yeah. National Dog Day, which it turned out to be after the fact we learned and didn't even realize that it was.
Must be because you're clairvoyant.
And another point.
Uh-huh. So anyway, we bid farewell to May, which is my second favorite month. I would love to hear from you on Twitter or on our Facebook page if you want to continue sending us your favorite sports months. But in addition to that, we're going to throw out a new question tonight because I actually, as I was watching the Angels bash the baseball in Chicago, Southside, as I was watching Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout hit three of, I think there were four home runs in the game for the Angels, long home runs. As I was watching them, I was thinking, man, I don't know what the future holds for Shohei Ohtani, but I know it's time for the Angels to get back on the postseason stage. What will it take for the Angels to get back on the postseason stage? I can imagine for Angels fans, you're almost afraid to hope anymore. I mean, that's the case for a lot of different fan bases out there. You're almost afraid to hope anymore because it feels like you're wasting, or the Angels are wasting, Trout's best years. Now, let's be fair. He's a big reason why. He's had some pretty significant injuries the last few years, and it's almost become a punchline when you talk about the Angels. Now, it's not just him, right? They've spent some money on guys that did not pan out. Anthony Rendon, the first year of that, is he playing now? The first year of the
contract. He's on the IL.
The first year of that contract was just a waste. And they've had some poor pitching moves, to put it mildly. And so they haven't made the best free agent decisions. They've overpaid for guys that didn't pan out. However, Mike Trout is still one of the best hitters in Major League Baseball, one of the best players in the game, all around, five-tool guy. But the Angels have not been in the postseason in 10 years, not since 2013. You can fact-check me if you like, Producer Jay. But the Angels have only been to the postseason one time, if I'm remembering correctly, one time since Trout became part of the franchise. And I'm pretty sure they were swept. They didn't even win in his postseason debut. But we're going to go back and check just to be fair and accurate. Because as I was thinking about the Angels, and of course wondering, well, if they don't make the playoffs, we keep hearing over and over that Shohei Ohtani is not likely to stay. He wouldn't be interested in staying, right? So they have extra incentive now to make the postseason. Not only could it really be the difference between them keeping Shohei Ohtani and not, but it also could be the difference in what happens moving forward, right? How do you, whether we're talking about ownership or manager, or whether we're talking about attracting other free agents, 2014. It's 2014. I looked it up while I was talking to you. How about that? They were swept in the American League Division Series in 2014 by the Royals. They have not made the playoffs since then. So it's been 9 years, not quite a decade. I was close. Jay even looked it up. Mike Trout, 3-for-12 with a single home run. All right, so it's been a lot of bleak years. Most of the years since then, they did win the AL West that year. Most of the season since then, they finished in fourth place in the AL West. A couple of times they've been in third, one time in second. But it's been a lot of bleak years. They need to get back on the postseason stage for a lot of reasons. We need Mike Trout in October. We need Shohei Ohtani in October. Even the World Baseball Classic was enough to get me geeked up for the Angels on the playoff stage. So stick with me here. As I was watching them and as I was thinking about how long it's been since the Angels have been part of the postseason conversation, I thought, you know what? In hoops and hockey, we have three franchises who've never won a championship. We have three franchises who are standing on the cusp of a moment that can change their course for the near future, but forever. Once you win a championship, so much changes. It changes your earnings power, to be sure. It's a heck of a lot more revenue. Your fans are engaged. The expectations go up. You are considered more of a destination for free agents, for coaches. There's just so much that's wrapped up into a title, not to mention what it could potentially mean for your facilities, how you're able to pay your athletes. So when it comes to championships, we're looking at the Vegas Golden Knights, a young franchise, second Stanley Cup final, haven't won yet. All right, they're pretty young. No one's crying for the Golden Knights. Florida Panthers haven't made the Stanley Cup final since 1996. Here they are as an 8 seed. I don't necessarily believe in team of destiny. I think the team that wins it every year is the team of destiny. That's just how it goes. It was your destiny. But you don't necessarily know that till the end. But what a run they've had. And what a year of redemption they've had after being the President's Trophy winners in 2022. They weren't able to capitalize. So here they are wanting to win their first franchise. They've been around a lot longer. The Denver Nuggets have never even made an NBA Finals before now. I kind of think it's because of some of their ugly uniforms. But they've been the joke of the NBA for years. Not more recently, right? Because of Jokic and Jamal Murray and, of course, Mike Malone. But this is not a team or a franchise that the NBA fan base would ever consider legit to win a title. Even now, I think there's people that doubt the Nuggets until they do it. Three franchises out of the four. The Heat have two titles going back to the LeBron, D-Wade, Chris Bosh triumvirate. But it's been a while since they've won two. Either way, we've got three franchises that are in line to win their first ever championship. So I was thinking, what other franchises need to get to that point? Who's next? I guess is the question. Who's next? Who would you like to see next? Whether it's football, whether it's baseball, whether it's hoops, hockey. It's going to be a while. Who is it? Who do we need to see finally cash in next? Right away, I think Buffalo Bills. I desperately need them to get to a Super Bowl. What an amazing story that would be. Going back to the days when I was a kid and watched them lose in four consecutive Super Bowls. And I know I'm not the only one. Lots of Bills Mafia. You all remember that. Could you imagine the redemption finally for that franchise? But think how happy Jim Kelly would be. And that group of Hall of Famers that was denied multiple years in a row. So I think the Buffalo Bills, to be sure. But that's the question for tonight. Who's next? Who needs to win a championship next? You can go city, but I prefer you go franchise and team. It's time. In other words, it's time. So you can find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS, and then also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Our Facebook page too. Wait, did I already say that? I might have said that already. Sometimes I'm thinking about one thing and saying something else. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. So speaking of those home runs, you get to hear him from the Angels. It's come to this. The Braves are talking about avoiding a sweep in Oakland. Oh, dear. And George Kirby curbing the offensive attack of the New York Yankees. So a little bit of baseball coming up. We've got preview for the NBA Finals. And per the usual, I'm sure we'll get into some mischief. Because what else is the radio show good for?
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
The finals are here, and the biggest assist is happening off the court. BetQL has the best sportsbook deals, bonus offers, and exclusive access to risk-free bets, giving you more bang for your basketball buck. Visit BetQL to unlock special offers and finish the season on a winning note. Whether you're riding with the Joker in Denver or playoff Jimmy in Miami, BetQL's bonus offers can be the alley to your sports betting oop. Go to BetQL.com/hoops to take advantage of these exclusive offers. That's BetQL.com/hoops.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Seven games, swings at that one and drills the ball deep out into left center field. And that one is way Trout out of here. He just drilled it out. That one went out in a hurry. That was a missile right there. Mike Trout, they're saying the tail of the tape on that one, 476.
I believe that. From the standpoint of where this pitch was, this is a sweeper at 82, and it is in the middle of the plate as you could possibly put a ball. Mike Trout, full extension, that short compact swing, and that ball was launched. The outfielders didn't even move. That ball was out of there so fast.
Here's the pitch, and Shohei swings at that one, drives the ball deep into center field, and that one is way out of here. Another home run for Shohei. Back-to-back games, that's a two-run shot. Ohtani's club-high 14th of the season. Another full count here for Lance Lynn as he works against Ohtani. And here's the 3-2. Shohei with a swing and a ball that's hit high and deep out into right. And that one is gone. Double showtime today in Chicago. Angels now on top in this ball game. It is 8-1.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Well, it's no accident when the Angels get home runs from both Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani, they are undefeated. Now 5-0, including this victory on Wednesday over the White Sox in Chicago. And get this, Trout hit a home run 461 feet. Shohei Ohtani blasted one that didn't even require the pitcher Lance Lynn to turn around. He didn't even bother. 459 feet, which is, let's see, I think they said it was his longest in the major. So longest since he joined our baseball league. 15 home runs for Shohei and 13 home runs for Mike Trout. So when those two guys are both clicking, obviously, it's a boost for the team, and that offense can be contagious, though I'm not even sure you need more offense than them.
It's more of a mindset for the guys, you know what I mean? When those two guys are rolling like that and you have a game where they both get one out of there, Shohei, two of them, the dugout atmosphere is just different. And it's just the way it is. I mean, those are your guys you lean on, and we're going to need them a lot. And games like today are, you know, why they are who they are, and they can certainly put teams on their back and carry us.
Phil Nevin has got his Angels three games above 500. Now, the Texas Rangers are still setting the pace in the AL West. The Astros have creeped in there. They're creeping. The Astros are creeping. So they're starting to play better now, the defending World Series champions. And then the Angels, who are still above 500, as are the Mariners, actually. So four of the five teams, are, we don't really count Oakland, although Oakland did take two of three from Atlanta in their recent series. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I think the Angels need to get back to the postseason stage. Not only do I want to see Mike Trout in October, but Shohei Ohtani deserves that stage. He's 5-1 on the pitching mound as well. We need to see him, regardless of whether or not he stays in Anaheim. We need to see him in October. It feels as though there's a void. There's something missing without those two. And it's been nine seasons, so it's time. I'm thinking the Angels, they need to be worming their way in there. But we're asking you, in light of three of the four in hoops and hockey, three of the four that are still standing, still alive for championships, they've never won titles in their franchise history. Who's next? I got a tweet already, A-Law Radio. I like this one. Jacksonville Jaguars. Well, I mean, why not? I think Trevor Lawrence and Doug Peterson and now Calvin Ridley. I mean, there's a lot of talent on that Jaguars team. And for Doug Peterson to get fired by the Eagles and then go to Jacksonville and win a Super Bowl would be amazing. Good. As in up your nose with a rubber hose. Amazing. Okay, let's talk to Nick, who's in Pittsburgh. Nick, welcome to After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Wow. Can't believe I'm talking to the Amy Lawrence.
Well, I can't believe I'm talking to the Nick from Pittsburgh.
That's funny because I know you, but you don't know me. Anyway, let's get down to business.
All right.
It is the Pittsburgh Pirates. The city of Pittsburgh is one of the best sports cities in the nation. PNC Park, where the Pirates play, voted.
My favorite. It's my favorite park in the majors.
For 10 years in a row.
It's my favorite park in the majors, for sure.
But you know what? It is the owner, Bob Nutting, that has been holding us back. But you know what? He's turned his corner. They've put time into a rebuild, and the time is almost here. I mean, they're almost a year or two ahead of the rebuild, just being relatively good and giving the Brewers a run for their money this year. But before I go, Sidney Crosby is definitely going to get another. And don't blink, because Kenny Pickett is going to be holding that Lombardi way before Trevor Lawrence. Bet on that. Love you, Amy.
All right, Nick. Good to talk to you. I like the Pittsburgh proud there. Last World Series for the Pirates, 1979. So it's been a while. I could understand. That would be a revelation considering their MO and the way they've done business the last couple of decades. I mean, they did have a couple of wild card appearances, if I remember correctly, going back, I don't know, 8-9 years ago. And certainly they're known for having some incredible young talent and then allowing them to walk, not wanting to pay the talent. So the start they've had this season has been great. I'll get on board with the Pittsburgh Pirates. That would be fun. I don't think the Penguins or the Steelers need another Super Bowl, but I could get on board with the Pirates. Dexter Henry is with us here in studio. Can you think of a franchise, a fan base that needs to win a chip?
You said it needs to win a chip.
I'm trying to be cool here.
Does it need to be their first chip?
No, it doesn't need to be their first chip, but it needs to be their first one in a long time. For instance,
New York Jets. Okay,
there's one. And actually, on the day that Joe Namath turns 80, right?
Yep.
That seems fitting. Definitely think the Buffalo Bills and their mafia need a chip.
They need one.
I feel like such a weirdo saying chip. They need a title. They need a ring. They need the Vince Lombardi. Yeah, so we're going with who's next. I like it. I like the kind of fan bases that are starved and are desperate. Those make better stories.
I agree.
Although, do we think the Florida Panthers fan base is desperate? I don't know.
I don't know how much they're really behind this, but it'll be nice to see them win. Are you rooting for them?
I am rooting always for the best stories. I don't really care who wins as long as it's a great story.
Right.
Now, Golden Knights have not suffered very long. They've been to 2 Stanley Cup finals now in, their five-year franchise history. Yeah. How about pay your dues first?
Yeah, but
I would love it for the Panthers. I would love it for the Nuggets, too. That would be amazing. Denver's got great sports fans.
Yes, I think it would be amazing for the Nuggets. I think it would be absolutely amazing to see.
I mean, they've been the punchline for a lot of NBA jokes for years. Yeah. They're awful uniforms, and they really did welcome that. Remember the multicolored uniforms?
Multicolored uniforms that they had in the 80s.
No, I'm good. All right, we'll get to your calls, 855-212-4227. Who's next? Which fan bases, which franchises out there desperately need to win? It's time. Angels, you just need to get your asses back to the playoffs. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It's After Hours on our Wednesday night into a Thursday morning. So we're bidding farewell to the month of May and moving into June. It seems kind of crazy to say, but the last 2 months have definitely gone by in a spring sports sprint. So I'm all right with some time to breathe. Although I wasn't expecting this much time to breathe, our guest has stood us up. So we do not have our guest planned for tonight unless somehow he discovers his huge mistake and recognizes that he owes us. Otherwise, it's just me and you and the lamppost. That's all right. I have no trouble talking for 4 hours ever. You all know that. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Enough said. On our Facebook page, named after the show, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. What we're asking you is, who's next? Who needs to be next? And is it Ship or Chip? That's the thing. Is it Chip or Ship? Because championship, it would make sense. But I feel like ship is what people use for relationship. And so I don't know that I can call it ship. I think it's supposed to be chip.
We're headed to the ship. We're headed to the chip. Yeah. Chip.
But I am not cool. I am the opposite of cool. And so don't take anything I say in the cool category for gospel. All right. So our show question tonight, with three of the final four teams in hoops and hockey having never won a championship in their franchise history, I'm going to go with the entire word. Who's next? Who do we need to see knocking on that door next? I'm going Buffalo Bills. We've already heard Pittsburgh Pirates. I love the Jacksonville Jaguars answer. That's kind of fun. Who else out there? I could give you a list of what I'd like to see because I am the queen of a great redemption story. I'm just the queen of a good story. Love to tell stories, but I don't want to steal your thunder. So on our Facebook, our Twitter pages, and then 855-212-4227, let's talk to Mark, who's in Nashville. Mark, welcome to After Hours.
Yeah, how you doing? I haven't had to talk to you in a long time. I got the best story of the night, though, and I can't take your guest place for the night, but I'm going to go with the Cincinnati Reds. That's my baseball team. That's a great baseball town. It's a lot of great history. And if you ever remember, I don't know if you ever remember, the Pirates and the Reds was one of the best rivalries in all of baseball back at one time. So I think the Cincinnati Reds, I think the city of Cincinnati is really starving for a playoffs right now, just getting into the playoffs. They got a lot of pretty good talent. Pittsburgh's probably ahead of them, but I would love to see the Big Red Machine get back to where they once were.
Well, would you take a Bengals Super Bowl in lieu of that? I know they were there a couple years ago, but they still haven't won one.
Yeah, I would take that too. I like Joe Burrow and them, but I think the window may be open for maybe another year or two. They're going to have to pay Joe.
Of course.
I mean, will they lose T. Higgins and, you know,
no.
Will they be able to pay Chase? They're going to have other players come up. I don't know, Amy, but I think the window's kind of closing on them here in about another year or two.
No. They're going to pay Joe, and then Joe wants them to be able to pay the receivers too because he needs them, similar to what Patrick Mahomes has managed with the Kansas City Chiefs. I think that's important to Joe.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, and too, you don't forget, they are kind of living on the cheap with the defensive guys, so they may be – yeah, if they pay Joe, we can get his contract ironed out, leave a little money for Chase and Higgins. You may be right. They may be around for a long time, but I definitely like to see the city of Cincinnati one way or the other, the Red Machine or the Bengals win a championship.
All right. I like it, Mark. Thanks so much for calling in Nashville.
Have a good day, Amy.
You too. Looking at the Reds playoff history, they haven't won a game in the postseason since 2012. So they had a couple of wild card appearances in both cases. Over the last decade, they were out without winning anything. Remember the wild card in 2020, they had the option, well, it's best of three, right? But they lost both games. So you have to go back to 2012 and the NLDS when they played in a game five and lost. And that was going back to the days of Dusty Baker. They have not won a World Series since 1990, the days of Lou Piniella. Lou Piniella. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's talk to Sean, who's in Maryland. What do you think, Sean? Who needs a championship?
Well, I told him when I called that I said the Detroit Lions, they've got a championship pre-Super Bowl. They've got, I think it was Bobby Lane back in the day. But they haven't done anything. But it looks like they're finally turning the corner.
Agreed.
The way they looked last year.
Yes.
But their draft looks phenomenal. Now with the baseball, the fella, like the last guy, he was talking about the guy from Pittsburgh. The Pirates beat the Orioles in 79 and 1970. So the next time they play, it'll be against the Orioles next year. And the Orioles will get revenge in six games.
Oh, but you're calling for 24, not 23.
I wish it was 23 because I'm an Orioles fan. But, I mean, I look for them. They are right on the cusp. I think they need a little bit better pitching. And I go to, like, the minor league games and watch these prospects. I'm telling you, the Orioles are going to be here for a while. And the Pirates, I can go watch them at their places, some of their facilities. They are looking real good. Those two should be around for a while. And the great thing is they are two of the cheapest franchises in baseball, and they are beating up on the big boys.
Mm. Well, it's pretty interesting, the American League East and how it's playing out right now. As you point out, the Orioles don't spend a lot of money. The Tampa Bay Rays spend the least amount of money. But right now, those two teams have more wins than almost any other teams in baseball and actually have more wins than any team in the National League. They're off to a torrid start. Let's see if they can keep it up. But I love the Detroit answer, and I think that's going to be a popular one tonight, Sean.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
If you want to come for this year, Texas Rangers. Never had one.
Yep. And it's been remember those couple World Series, too, where they did get to it but just couldn't capitalize. That's another good one. All right, Sean, thanks so much for your phone call.
No problem. You have a great one.
855-212-4227. We'll get back to your calls, but if I take you now, you'll have just 30 seconds, and there's no one on this phone line who can just do 30 seconds. I think you all take after me. But looking at the Lions playoff history, just to review, there's a reason why this is going to be a popular answer. Of course, they did make the playoffs a couple times during Matthew Stafford's tenure as the QB, going back to 16 and then to 14, and even back to 11. They were wild cards in each of those years. They have made periodic appearances. Now, they went, 12 seasons in between playoff appearances around the turn of the century. But here's the gist. They haven't won a playoff game. The Detroit Lions haven't won a playoff game since 1991. That's how long it's been. So they've been to the postseason a few times as wild cards generally, but they haven't won a game in the postseason since 1991. So yes, we're on board with the Lions. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.